Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. Thank you for pressing the play button, for spending a little time with me. It's been a while. It's been a while. This is going to be not a long show, but we have a lot to get into because, you know, I've been out of the pocket for the past 11, 12 days or so since the accident that happened on July 20th. And a lot has happened. A lot of, like, incredibly miraculous things. And, of course, a lot's going on right now in the world. Everybody's teetering on the edge. Everybody thinks that the big one's coming. It's always the big one, right? Well, you know what just happened was, you know, the leader of Hamas was, he's no longer in existence. They took out him and his family over there in Iran. And, of course, you know, the Ayatollah was like, this is it. You know, we have to, there must be revenge. And it's, ironically, this is a video that I did, you know, 3 months, 22 days ago, where I had said that, you know, this is it. We're done with this, okay? I'm like, I'm exercising in faith right now. I feel like I need to speak out a little bit more about these things. And I'm going to say that we're going to see something happen. And it's not going to be what everybody's saying is going to happen. It's going to be something else. And it's not going to be Elon Musk, you know, getting in the ring with Maduro. Because, you know, everything right now with Venezuela is, it's like out of control. You know, the whole thing with the election. And, of course, you know, because it's a normal thing for, you know, the guy who has satellites all over the world. And he's got, you know, tunnels everywhere. And he's got space lasers pointed at people that are going to, you know, threaten them. Turns out Maduro, I don't know if he won the election or not won the election. I don't even care, to be honest, because it's gotten to the point where whoever's in charge of writing the stories that we, you know, see, whether they're real or not, organic or not, I don't know. But today, just before I came on here to tape this, it seems like the leader of Venezuela not only has called Elon Musk his arch enemy, which is ridiculous to begin with, but now has challenged him to a fight. He's like, I'll fight you anywhere, anytime. We could do it on the streets of Caracas. And Elon's like, okay, I accept, but he will chicken out. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. These are like, you know, these are the people that are in charge of, you know, running the show. Okay? They're the ones that, like, are in control of people like you and me. And they're talking about fighting? This is what? To just keep everybody distracted to the other things going on? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But, you know, maybe that's the best way to go. Maybe world leaders, you know, should fight. And it shouldn't be a war. Maybe it should be just two world leaders fighting so that other people don't get messed up. They have their issues. They get in the ring. And that's the way they handle it. I mean, I would think that a good leader, a kind leader, a smart leader, a wise leader would find another way to solve their issues. But today, everybody, the whole world is corrupt. You saw the Olympic opening ceremony. I just did a show. I don't know if you saw it. It was actually from a video that I did earlier, 55 weeks and 5 days earlier. I did this thing about the age of Kali Yuga and when it comes to an end and how we have all these predictions and what we will see. So I if you haven't seen that short video, you should check it out. There it is right there. But the video, you know, basically is showing everybody that the world is, it's not good. It's not good right now. People are just, I don't know many people that really have faith in more, you know. I don't know a lot of people that, you know, can have hard times come and be like, oh, I see God's divine hand in this. Like I actually found in this this accident. This stuff, this will freak you out. I'm giving you the updates and the news and all the other stuff, you know, but really the miracle to this show is what I'm going to share that happened after the accident and leading up to the accident. Because there's a lot of stuff that's really strange about it. If you didn't see my show, that was like the day after when I actually felt better. The day actually, I was still a mess, but I felt like better overall the day after when I taped that show than I did the next day. It's amazing how after these things happen, you know, your body starts to catch up. I'm gonna be fine, except for the fact that I, you know, the doctor says this is nerve damage. I talked about how I couldn't hear, you know, and that there's a nonstop, like right now, it's very, because it's quiet in here, it's very difficult to really focus on what I'm saying when I have a nonstop you know, buzzing. It's like, like real loud. And it hurts and it's a pain. But you know what? I'm going to have it for the rest of my life. That's what the doctor says. He says it may, you know, you may get used to it. He prescribed like a hearing aid or something. Turns out, in the grand scheme of things, I count it as a blessing. I think it's like a miracle. You know why? Because everywhere you look, but yeah, that's right. It was the right ear too. It was a lot of my friends and a lot of you were reaching out to me saying, oh my goodness, it was the right ear, just like Trump's ear. I said, yeah. I mean, I got hit by a Patriot. That's what it was. I thought it was a Jeep Liberty, but it wasn't a Jeep Liberty. Turns out it was a Patriot. So a Patriot smacked into me in a luxury, you know, public and private golf course / residential area for 1776 and slammed into me this summer when we were supposed to have the best summer ever. And just like everything that I do on the show, right, there's probably something that I did or talked about that, you know, had to do with that. Like, why wouldn't God give me a little bit of a heads up? And go figure, look at this video right here. I mean, it's just weird. You look at it, you got the Liberty Bell on there, you got 1776 on there, you got Buckle Up on the thumbnail, and then the title of the video is The SummerSlam is Here. It's weird. But it was weirder is the fact that that video was about the Liberty Bell, and it was about 1776, and it was about being a patriot and all that stuff. And then what happens like a day later? Like a day later, I think it was, when these protesters, they just totally, you know, they put graffiti all over the Liberty Bell. So here we are, the perfect amount of time again, right? Weird. What's that perfect amount of time, by the way? Why is it significant? The number 50? Because it's 50 weeks? Because 50 stands for a jubilee. A jubilee is what happens when, you know, God says you're released from your debt. You have a home loan, you got a car loan, you got all these things, right? The bankers and all the, you know, all the controllers, they, you know, they stole everything from you. But after 50 years, everybody starts fresh. It's a new start. It's a new start. So I think, my God, this is beautiful, right? So of course, you know, the fact that the Liberty Bell's getting graffiti all over it and the Liberty, I find a connection and I say, oh Lord, you're in this. You're in this. Because it's, you know, it's scary when you go through these things. It turns out, car, we're going to get a new car now. Danielle's going to get the exact same car. And they're giving us everything that we owed on it because they totaled it out. And, you know, it's an inconvenience and everything else, but it's going to get worked out. I'm going to have this ringing in my ear nonstop. You know, unless I'm listening to something really loud, like we went to see a movie, me, Ethan, and Danielle's first time we really kind of got out and about. And, it was nice to not hear it for a while because it was so loud in the movie theater. But I'm going to be all right. You know why? Because in the book of Job and other areas, the ringing in the ear is as God speaking. Yeah, Job said this. He said this to all of the people that were giving him a hard time. And he in Job, I think it's chapter 13, he says very clearly, he says, let my words be as a ringing in your ear. The ringing in the ear. It's divine. They say in the right ear, it's like divine guidance. So like if I'm getting downloads from the Lord, I'm cool with it. I'm down with it, right? I'm down with it. I'm okay. I'm going to let the Lord handle things. I'll let the Lord handle things. I'm going to let the Lord fight for my battle. I'm not going to challenge somebody to a boxing match or anything else. Certainly wouldn't do it now because my back is, you know, it's the x-ray shows that like one of the L4, L5, you know, those lower vertebrae, like one of them was jotted out. And I'm getting like, you know, burning in my butt and everything else. But you know what? It's good. Everybody's going through stuff. I have so many emails from so many of you. You're all having, you know, a wonderful time through a hard time. And that's what this is all about. It's about being set free. You know, Jacob in the Bible, he was, after he was done fighting that angel, that, you know, Elohim, that Anunnaki, whatever it was, or that man, that powerful man, after he was done battling, he walked away with a limp. You know, I'm walking away a little bit different today than I was before July 20th. And if you didn't see the video on that, you should, because it's weird, because it's like connected to the Matrix. It's very strange. What's very strange is the next day I was so messed up by this whole thing. Because you think, you know, when something bad happens, you're just like, oh, did I do something wrong, Lord? Am I saying the wrong thing, Lord? You know? Is it the fact that Tulsi's not the vice president, Lord? I saw it so long for so long. By the way, I don't know if you follow me on X, and if you don't, you should. It's Jacob Israel 71 on X. And once J.D. Vance was, what you know, Vance means swamp, by the way. Isn't that interesting? It's, I think it's like not his name or anything else. And he's, there's a lot of stuff going around. Everybody's calling everybody weird, which is, I got a bunch of you sending me stuff. But of course, you know, weird. I was going to make a t-shirt about weird. If you remember correctly, before the accident, I said, I'm going to do, it's all weird. I said, it's weird. So I'm going to make a t-shirt of it. And now everybody's saying it. And do you know what it is? It means you're destined. It means you're fated. I don't know how many, Nicholas and like 15 other people, probably Lawrence, a bunch of you sent me this about what weird is. It means you're fated, predestined. The gods are in control. You know, it's all faded. I'll tell you what's not faded, though. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. Is the twerking that's going down or went down just last night at the Megan Thee Stallion concert, which, you know, the videos on Megan Thee Stallion. She's, you know, I mean, when you have a bunch of women running around, you know, with their, you know, their coolies hanging out and the belly buttons popping out and they're doing like all sorts of, like, you know, bumping up and down their butts and doing all sorts of weird. I mean, this is the presidential race, right? You think it's kind of kooky. You know what I think is kooky is Kamala. Kamala, which, by the way, sounds a lot like Kalima, which has to do with Kali Yuga. Kalima, Kamala, very interesting. If you haven't seen that Olympic show, you really should. It's very interesting. But Kamala, she has this new slogan. You want to know what it is? This is great, right? We're not going back. We're not going back. You know what that means? We're not going back. Do you know what going back is in Scripture? There's the story of the prodigal, right? So the God, we'll imagine there's this master of a great house, and he has these two sons. One son stays and serves. The other son's like, I don't care. I'm going to do whatever I want. And he wastes his life on riotous living. You know, he does events where he's twerking, shaking his butt, and he's drinking, and he's partying, he's having all, he's doing all sorts of secret society hand gestures. He's making all the wrong choices when it comes to what we should be doing. But in the end, after all of that, he realizes he's doing nothing, but he's hanging out with the pigs, and he's eating the pig slop. And he thinks, you know, back at my father's house, I have enough to eat, I have clothes to wear, and I'll be clean, and I'll have purpose. So what does he do? He turns back. The prodigal returns. He repents. And Acts, the book of Acts, Peter says very, very clearly, he says, you know, repent and turn back. Turning back has to do with turning back to our first love, leaving the nonsense that we've been sucked into for what really matters. It's time to repent. That's what it means. Change direction. Change your thinking. Turn back. But Kamala, we're not turning back. It's a sign of the times. The sign of the times is very, very clear, but not for me, my friends. Not for you. Why? Because even though it gets kooky in this day and age, you know, we have these two sets of people that are in the earth at the judgment, right? You have the wicked and you have the righteous. You have the wheat and you got the tares. You're right. You got the cicadas. You got the 13 set of cicadas. You got the 17 set of cicadas. Those numbers are very interesting. 13 is the death card. 17 is like the resurrection card. Just very interesting. But in the end, you know, it's like you got to turn your back on the outer court. You got to understand that they're just going to be the way they are and you can't get sucked into it. You can't get sucked into the nonsense and then be brought down to the pig slop area with them. You got to rise above it, my friends. It's time to turn back. I just realized I'm talking very loud. And like, I usually have a loud mouth. This is what Danielle's saying to me. She's like, oh, you're so loud. Because yeah, I did lose some hearing, by the way. I did. You know, but not in the range where you can hear people talking. And I can still hear music and stuff like that. It's just, I guess, certain pitches or whatever else. Really, the big issue is this nonstop tinnitus, which, I got a hearing aid. Supposedly, it's going to do something if I get it. He said, you know, see if you can deal without it if you don't want to wear it. And then he also recommended cognitive therapy. He's like, I'm going to help you deal with this. I'm taking it as a badge of honor. That's what I'm taking it as. I take it as a treasure that was given to me. I also believe that after I was praying in the shower, after the event took place, and I was like, I was devastated. I was just, the whole thing. I don't want to say it shouldn't have happened because it happened. So it was supposed to happen. And clearly the Lord gave me the heads up with the whole, the SummerSlam is coming title. and to buckle up, which is so weird. I got hit by a Patriot in the 1776 area. Who, you know, what is that about, right? All of these interesting connections where God confirms the fact that he has his hand on my life and your life. So I prayed in the shower and I was crying and I was praying and I was like, just let me know that I didn't do anything wrong. Will you help me out? So then we have to go to all these appointments, you know, for the doctors and everything else. We pull up to the first one, and as we're pulling up, guess what's right in front of the parking spot? A big office, you know, place called Miracle Ear. It's like, I guess it's where you get hearing aids. It's called Miracle Ear. For whatever reason, it was in this, you know, this building where they have like doctor's offices and all sorts of stuff. Miracle Ear. And I'm going, oh, look at that, Dan. Right? I tell my beautiful wife, who is like, her back is, she was just better. And now her back's all jacked up again. But she's strong. We're strong. We're going to do okay. But, and I tell her, I said, this makes me feel like it's okay. And then we walk around the corner, my hand to God, you see the pictures, and then I see a fig tree filled with figs. Who has a fig tree in Long Island filled with figs in their parking lot? Like, just, you know, for whatever reason. It wasn't like it was like, it was just weird. It was just weird, and it was filled with figs. And I said, that's very strange to me, because I got that, and then I got that. And then we go, you know, we drive home from the whole thing. And this is where it gets really weird. As we're driving home, and I'm just like in la-la land about this, I share this stuff out. And I'm, because, you know, when you get confirmation, when you're looking for the signs, as you say, if you ask, you'll find. If you seek, you know, you find. If you knock, the door's open for you. When you see these things, it makes you feel like everything's going to be all right. There's nothing you could do wrong. You know, because God has his hand on your life. And we come into our street and there's a vulture.
How did you get over here? You're a vulture? That's a vulture. That's a vulture. Have you ever seen a vulture here? Thing is enormous. I've never seen a vulture ever in my life, except for at the zoo. What is one doing in Long Island?
A turkey vulture, which they're known to be bald, red-headed vultures. And how many times do I talk about the vultures on the show, right? The vultures. But it wasn't just the vulture that was there that gave me the confirmation. And the fact that, because, you know, as my buddy Lance says, he says, oh, that's the cleanup crew. It's almost like the past is going on. Like, I'm turning back to my first love. And like, the past is behind me. It's a new day. The old man died on that day. The new man in Christ is going to be born again, if you will. So now I'm living my life thinking that I got a new lease on it, right? Because it could have been over, right? Even getting hit like 25 miles an hour is scary if somebody doesn't hit the brakes. Very scary. The whole thing. Yeah, it's just all around this traumatic experience, which Ethan's having, like the nightmares. I don't want to get into all of it. It's going to work for our good. I see this vulture, this turkey vulture, and I think turkey. And what do we have going on right now in the world with turkey, right? All we hear about is turkey. And it reminds me of that time that I saw Elon carrying Erdogan's book, when he was wearing that little 22, right? I put a post out about this on X back in the day. He's, you know, carrying this book called A More Just World. My question is, how do we get a more just world? You know, how do you get a more just world without having some kind of, you know, really totalitarian rule to say you can't do bad stuff? I mean, how do you get people to behave if they won't behave? How many years did I ask all of you, just do the right thing, the love and everything else, and hopefully people get their stuff together so it doesn't have to be forced on us? The good news is, that's what I say all the time, regardless of what's coming, right? I want you to operate in faith. I want you to know that our words have power and that there is more going on than we know. all of this stuff that happened to me and all the miracles, they didn't end there. The day after I got home from the hospital, the ER, because we went on in the ambulance and everything else. The day I got home, I got a call from the ER and they're like, you need to come in right now. And we need you to do a CAT scan because for whatever reason, they were so slammed. I mean, the place was just filled. And, you know, people could easily make an argument over why it was so filled because there were a lot of people that, you know, I don't normally see around. It was very strange. It was very strange. I felt like I was in a totally different place. But, you know, this is New York, but everybody does need help. So we were really kind of, we fell through the cracks. And I was definitely one of the people that fell through the cracks. But when they figured that out, they called me to come right back in. And so, as I said, that day, right, I had been praying for the confirmation and I got the one after the other. Then I get to the hospital and the weirdest thing, because you know me on the show, I talk a lot about Artemis and Apollo. Okay, Apollo, the sun god. Artemis is the, the moon god. They're the twins. And I often have compared Elon and Trump to Apollo and Artemis. I say the Wonder Twins, right? I've done videos. I put thumbnails like that up where you see Artemis and Apollo. Big thing on the channel. You know what? It's another big thing on the channel are these numbers. The 22, the 222, the 11, and the 111. You know that this is just the way it is, right? If we're in a simulation, I guess numbers would mean something. So I go into the hospital. This is like the day after the accident, to go in to get this CAT scan. And it was so strange. And I shared this on X. I walk in and the lady who is the young lady who's like checking me in to the ER has a tattoo of Artemis and Apollo. And I'm thinking, who gets a tattoo of Artemis and Apollo? And it was a cool tattoo, too. So I said, of course, because, you know, it's totally normal for a strange man to say, hey, can I take a picture of your tattoo? I got to tell people about this. So I took a picture of it. And then a lot of you pointed out, hey, did you see? There's a 222 on her hand. Did you see? There's a snake on her finger, the Ouroboros. And I'm like, that's weird, right? But I was already buzzing when I walked into the back room, the waiting room, to sit down. And I sit down next to a guy, these two guys, these really nice guys. They look like they've been through the ringer, right? With, maybe some issues with addiction or whatever else. I don't know. I don't want to judge, but they were really nice. One of them was named Joseph and the other was named Chris. And of course, because I just saw the Artemis and Apollo, right? And I come into the back and then they sit down. I go, oh, it's Joseph, right? Oh, it's Jesus's daddy. And I go, oh, it's Chris. Oh, it's Christ. And I laughed. And the guy named Chris, he goes, oh, yeah, that's right. I am the Christ. And I was thinking, how does he know that I'm laughing because of that? And then for a second, I think like a weirdo. Yes. Let's be honest. We're all destined, right? It's weird, right? It's predestination. That's what the scriptures calls it. I think to myself, what if I'm dead? Yeah, what if I'm dead? And this is like some big movie and, you know, they're trying to bring me closer. And I say, this is a little bit too weird. Then another guy comes in. Turns out he's a YouTuber. Nice guy. He just was in the wilderness for 21 days fasting and praying. Because that's a normal thing to do, right? So this guy sits next to me next. And I look and I see this huge tattoo. And what is the tattoo? It's a sigil. You know what a sigil is? It's like kind of a spell or like a something. I don't know what it is. I'm not into that stuff. But it was the sigil for the Archangel Michael. Michael, which is on my necklace. The Archangel Michael, which is connected to Jacob in the story. He's the guy who's, you know, he's kind of like the protector. So I got Artemis and Apollo, I got the 222, I got the snake, I go into the back room, I got Joseph, I got Christ, and then I got this guy, Archangel Michael, sitting next to me, who's a YouTuber, just came back from fasting and praying. You don't think that I think to myself, all right, Lord, I think you're right, I think I'm going to be okay, I think we're going to be okay. And then I make a joke, because I tell him all about it, and we become, you know, fast friends. Very interesting individual. So I make a joke, and I say, all we need now is Mary. And guess who comes in? Grandma Marie. Grandma Mary comes in with her granddaughter, Christina. Christina, who's an artist who has these cool tattoos, which are very connected to scripture as well. And she's an artist. She's drawn the Day of the Dead. The Day of the Dead. this is after my accident. All these weird things, amazing, predestined things the Lord has given me the privilege to see. I hope it's an encouragement to you. Because let me tell you something. So many of you were an encouragement to me. So many of you, you know, reached out to me. You sent me money in PayPal. I have new patrons. So many of you that it was mind blowing how many of you reached out to help me and help my family. And it gave me, you know, it gave me the peace to know that I didn't have to get up and I didn't have to like quick throw out a show. It gave me like just peace that I felt supported. And once I can get to a live stream, because this is a little bit easier for me for now, but once I get to a live stream, I'm going to try to read everybody's name out. But you all know who you are, and I want to thank you for it. I really do. I'm so very grateful. My family is so very grateful. It was truly humbling, you know, truly humbling. And so many of you sent me so many wonderful messages and all your prayers and all this stuff, it's working. You know, we're coming together. We're a family. And I love you all so much and I'm so grateful for you. And I hope that this show encouraged you. I hope that it did. And I hope that, you know what, you can turn back to a life where you know that God is in control and stop being scared. You know, I got this thing. I got this little fortune, which was just sitting here, and it says, do the thing that you fear and the death of fear is certain. I don't want you all to be scared about things. I want you to step out in faith. I want you to even step out if you're not in faith. Driving into to see this ear doctor and then go to the audio doctor, and I had all these appointments to find out what's going on with my ear. And as I was driving in, I was listening to him and he was talking about Moses. And it was funny because I was just talking to Danielle about Moses and when Moses was taking Israel out. And you know, the story of how that was. They were scared. And they're like, we should have just stayed slaves. So I'm listening to this message about stepping out. When you step out in doubt and everything else. And I walk into the doctor's office and I'm signing in and there's a little baby. And you know what the little baby's name is? They call in the back. They're like, Moses, come on, Moses. Baby Moses goes in to get checked for his hearing, just like my hearing. Same doctor. It's right before me. And I say, this is a beautiful thing. It's almost like this is the day that we're in. And we got to move forward. We got to move forward and we got to return to the Lord in doing so, but not return to our evil, corrupt ways or a system that really was designed to keep us in chains. All right. I love each and every one of you. Will you do me a favor? Will you please? Will you hit like? Will you share the video around? Will you tell your friends? Have the best day ever. I love you all. If you want to get yourself some of the buckle, this is going away. I'm getting rid of this probably in a week. It's going. So if you want to get this, the buckle up shirt, you can. Buckling up saved my life, saved my wife's life, and my son's life. Could save your life too. You know, if Ethan wasn't in that, he would be out the window because they hit right behind his door. He's doing better. He's still what do they say, like concussed. And so they're waiting to clear him so that he can go in the pool and stuff like that. We took him to a movie. He's fine. He's not fine. I mean, he hasn't been completely evaluated and everything else, but we're all gonna be. That's the thing. No matter even if I gotta go through life with a beep in my ear nonstop, I'll count it as joy and I'll count it as God telling me, you know, just where to go, just what to do, just what to think, just what to be. Reminding me that I can't fail because you can't fail either because it's already finished, right? This has already been done. That's what the scripture says. You know, so you might as well enjoy it and walk in faith and knowledge, knowing that God's got you where you're at. All right, I love each and every one of you. Hit the like, share it around, tell your friends, leave me a comment, and have the best day ever. Bye-bye.